Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you froth up this podcast, you can actually turn it into a podicino.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
Well done.
Don't just look at me like there was more than that. That was perfect.
No. I was still laughing because before that, you tried to do the outro before the intro.
Oh.
And then told Benito that he was wasting tape.
He's wasting tape.
He's not recorded on tape.
Yeah, but think
and all of that made me
memory,
laugh.
Mate. Memory. Basically, I'm trying to work with professionals.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's no professionals in this area.
No. You've got little Benito and me who I've been.
Well, you don't know what's going on half the time. You literally, I'm surprised you brought any pants with you to New York.
Yep. Fair enough.
The amount of times yesterday we had to tell you to bring photo ID and then send you back again for your photo ID.
Yes. Also, you don't know I have got pants. You haven't seen any proof yet.
Good point, actually.
Mm.
You brought trousers, though.
Brought trousers.
But we're in America, so pants means trousers.
That's true. So, catch 22.
Well, anyway, welcome to the Off Menu podcast. That's James Acaster with no pants. I'm Ed Gamble. I'm wearing two pairs of pants.
Yeah.
Double Dutch.
Double Dutch. Well done, man.
Welcome to the Off Menu podcast. What do we do on this, James?
We're going to ask a guest their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink.
Yes, and the special guest this week is
Wyatt Cenac.
Wyatt Cenac, a wonderful comedian, writer. He hosts a show on HBO called Wyatt Cenac's Problem Areas. He's got a brilliant special called Brooklyn on Netflix. We're giving him all these plugs already,
yes.
Which is dangerous because we've not had him into the restaurant yet. So sure. We don't know if he said the secret ingredient or not.
That is true. And secret ingredient this week is something that I've grown tired of. I used to like it, but now I'm really bored of it. Edamame beans.
Edamame beans. I've always been bored of them.
Well,
even the first time I had them, mm-hmm. I was immediately bored of them.
Yeah, I thought, oh, this is nice little new little flavour. I kind of like this. And now I'm like, oh, man, this is a... What an absolute effort.
I hate sucking them out of the pods. It makes me think the chef's lazy.
Yep. Yeah, well, I don't like the pot. I don't like it when they're in the pods. But weirdly, I hate them even more when they're out the pods.
Yeah, slimy little things.
Yeah,
it makes me feel like I'm eating the peas from Toy Story when they're in the pod.
Yeah, yeah, the little,
you know,
happy
the little peas, the little happy peas.
Yeah,
feel bad about that.
Yeah, that's very specific reason not to like them. But yes,
I also hate it when they put like chili and garlic salt on them, but they're in the pods,
mm-hmm.
and then all the flavour's just on the outside, and you throw all the flavour away.
Yeah, may as well suck the pod.
Turns out I've got
loads of issues with it.
Loads of issues. So, Wyatt, if you choose them, you're out.
You're out, baby.
Out.
Bad luck, Wyatt. But fingers crossed you don't, because you're very funny.
Wyatt was on an album I really like called The Life and Death of Scenery by Mr. Liff and L'Orange.
And what year was that released?
2016.
Of course. Here's the off-menu menu of Wyatt Cenac.
Well, welcome, Wyatt, to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's well. Oh,
welcome, Wyatt Cenac, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a real greeting.
I have an amuse-bouche for you to start.
Should we explain that you're a genie before you offer the amuse-bouche? I know the amuse-bouche is a great new idea you've
Wyatt
had.
Wyatt knew I was a genie, right? I just knew
you were excited to see me.
Yeah.
There was an excitement level that you had that I was really struck by.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, you know, when two people greet you and one's like, hey, how are you? And the other one's like, you're just going to be drawn. You know.
I mean, but he's, you know, that's not a power I have in my locker, you know, as a non-genie.
Sure.
I don't have the powers.
Sure, I get that. But, like, you're in New York right now, and I don't know if you've been to, there's a restaurant in New York, it may still be around, called Ninja.
No.
And at Ninja, all the servers dress like ninjas, and when you walk into the restaurant, you are greeted by a ninja who jumps out of the shadows. And so while, you know, you may not have the ability to kind of appear in a smoke cloud as a genie, there's nothing stopping you from putting on a ninja outfit and just jumping out and throwing a toasted sesame throwing star at me.
Straight into your mouth.
Yeah, right in my mouth. And it's like, oh, okay, I'll have three more of those.
Okay, well, next time I'm going to dress as a ninja. At some point during the meal, I'm going to go back to the kitchen, but I'm not going to tell you when I'm coming back, and I'll be dressed as a ninja.
Yeah, no, okay? As a ninja, you shouldn't tell me that you've left that you show up. Ninjas don't announce themselves. No. Genies do.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot more fanfare with a genie than a ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a ninja, but a ninja's like a pleasant surprise.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, or sometimes. Depends.
Yeah, it depends what the ninja's.
You get on the wrong side of a ninja.
I still think it's a pleasant surprise.
Still be quite happy.
I think if you're on the wrong side of a ninja, you're somebody who you know death is coming for you. And, you know, the way that it comes, I feel like a ninja, you're probably like, oh, this is nice. I was expecting maybe I would get into my cutlass car and, like, turn it on and it explode.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's not that. It's a delightful ninja who just showed up out of a ceiling vent.
Yeah.
So just before you die, your last thought is, oh, a ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like, done.
Yeah, you're kind of like, didn't expect it. And that's it.
Okay, well, I'll be a ninja at some point, but we have a genie here right now.
Yes.
I mean, as a genie, you do have the ability to make him a ninja at any point.
Yeah, I could do. But actually, I'm more of a food genie. I'm more just get you whatever food you want
from
any time in your life. I would have drained my powers by turning Ed into a ninja, and then you go hungry.
That seems fair. Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll just have to go and hire the costume at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, amuse-bouche is a Coke Zero.
Oh.
Oh.
Coke Zero for you?
I got to be honest. I'm not much of a soda drinker, so right now I feel a certain amount of pressure that I have to drink it because it was gifted to me, which always feels like the strange thing of an amuse-bouche. They present it to you as like, oh, here's a little gift for you, but it's a gift I didn't ask for.
Yeah,
sure.
It's like when a cat brings like a dead mouse and just leaves it at your feet and you're like, thank you, but you know, no, just you know, cat, take it, wrap it up in newspaper when I'm not around, figure out how to open the trash can and just throw that dead mouse in there.
That would be more impressive. That would be a better gift.
That would. Yeah. And in a similar way with this amuse-bouche of a Coke Zero, if you were to wrap it in newspaper and just quietly throw it away, I'd be okay with that.
I could do that for you.
Okay.
If you'd like that, if that makes you happy.
Yeah, if you could leave the glassware, but pour the Coke Zero into like a newspaper kind of cone.
Yep.
And then Make sure none of it leaks, because you don't want to attract bugs into this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then just toss it, quietly toss it away.
Okay. Done and done. Happy to do it, actually.
Yeah.
That's really what the Muse Boost is about. It's about making Wyatt feel happy before we have the meal.
Yeah.
And then like that's all I care about.
So you're not really a soda drinker. Are you quite healthy? Before we started recording, you let us know that you had a pocket full of almonds.
Yeah.
Yes.
You turned down a cake truffle, which is possibly the most unhealthy little thing we could offer any guest.
Mm. Sure.
And you said, no, thank you. Well, not the most unhealthy.
I have a pocket full of almonds.
A fuffle is more unhealthy.
A fuffle.
What's a fuffle?
I had a fuffle this morning. I had a bite of a fuffle because I was feeling really tired. Still a bit jet lagged and stuff. And I really wanted, I thought I can't be, so I had to have something with high sugar content. Let's just say a fuffle, it ain't fudge, but it ain't a truffle.
Oh.
It's like a mixture of the two.
Oh.
It's like a fudge truffle. And this one was like mocha flavour, so I had some coffee in there. So I thought I'd have a bite of it. They're insane, Wyatt. They're insane.
Are they more fudge than truffle?
It really is directly in the middle.
Well, like, given the balance of the words.
Sure what I was
well, that's why I was wondering, because it could be a fuffle or it could be a trudge.
A trudge.
But yes.
And they chose fuffle.
Yeah.
Which definitely sounds a little more like playful.
More fun than a trudge, right?
Yeah. But a trudge, I mean, you're going to get that sugar high, and then you will sort of trudge through the day till you get yourself some coffee.
Which
is where I would call it a trudge, just call it what it is.
Yeah.
It starts as a fuffle and then it becomes a trudge.
Yeah.
You're absolutely headed for a trudge if you eat a fuffle.
Yeah. You are headed for a sugar trudge.
Yeah. If you have any fuffle. I got given it for Christmas. My sister bought it from a man at a food market. And he was just selling fuffles. That was all he was selling.
Really?
Had a stall full of fuffles.
Oh, wow.
And she said he was a very nice man and a very good salesman.
Sure.
So she bought a lot of them off of him.
I feel like you have to be a good salesman if you're presenting people with a fuffle and that's the only thing you're presenting them with.
You've already gone all in on the fuffle.
Yeah, you put all your eggs in one fuffle. It feels like you're really hoping to... Because I feel like a lot of people are going to walk by that and they're like, oh, well, maybe I was going to get some cookies or maybe I was going to get, a scone or a whatever. And then here's this one person who's just got a stall where they're like, hey, come get a fuffle. And you're like, well, I was really coming for cookies. And I was like, you know what? Cookies are, those are so last year.
They're over.
Yeah, fuffle is what. And it's like, well, what's a fuffle? Well, I'm glad you asked. And you're not the first person to have asked this. I've gotten very good at answering what a fuffle is. Also, if anyone should bring up the idea that a fuffle might also be a trudge, ignore them. They're lying to you. Just get this fuffle.
Well, I mean, I would say the fuffle as well is too big. I had a bite and left it because I don't think.
How big was the fuffle?
It's like, the size
of a truffle.
A normal kind of chocolate bar.
Like, oh, wow.
It's big.
Oh, that's...
It's a proper... I mean, I don't know who's eating a whole... Well, actually, I don't know who's eating a whole one at once. Me, the first time I had one.
But, that
was a mistake.
Right, because then you slept the rest of the day.
Yeah, that was it.
It's better. He should have called it a kerfuffle.
Yeah?
It's a better marketing ploy, I think.
It turns to it is a kerfuffle if you're trying to eat the whole thing.
Definitely if you're lactose intolerant, it's going to be a real kerfuffle. With your bowels in the toilet. That's
be their slogan.
Yeah.
If you're lactose intolerant, this will be a really kerfuffle with your bowels in the toilet.
Yeah. But also, enjoy this fuffle when it becomes a trudge.
Yeah.
I'm glad you added in the toilet there.
Yeah.
Your bowels in the toilet.
Yeah. I mean, that's the hope. You sometimes need to give people those clues that, hey, if you're lactose intolerant and you eat something that's probably not good for you, don't just shit your pants. Sometimes those warning labels, it's great that they're on cigarettes. They should be on other things, too.
Yeah.
That, like, this could cause you to shit your pants.
Yeah. Like a stock photo of someone on the toilet.
Yeah. That's right. Because, I guess now we have on cigarettes, we have the photos.
Yeah,
but we didn't have those for a long time. Yeah. So, someone just having just a wretched shit. Like feet kind of in the air and just a strained expression as... you see them looking at like a photo album and crying because they think this will kill them. And they're just like, let me relive the good days. That's, I'd be for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pocket of Almonds, however, doesn't have such. There's no such warning label. It's just remember which pocket the almonds are in. So you don't wind up eating your keys.
Yeah. They get a picture of a guy with a like bleeding mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keys for teeth.
Yeah. Looking at photos of his family. We all start with still or sparkling water.
I will do still. I like water the way that Mother Nature intended it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't want to mankind mess with it with it.
I don't want science coming in and ruining my good water.
Yep.
So sparkling water is too futuristic for you.
It's way too futuristic for me. No, it's just, it's science at its worst. Why were you genetically modifying water? You know, we talk about genetically modified food. We have not talked about how sparkling water is the GMO of water.
It is. We're all just taking it for granted, just letting it slide.
Yeah. And all those Perriers, they are just happy to let us be stupidly blind drinking our fizzy water.
Do you think that's what's going to get us in the end, the human race? Just we're going to be so full of gas that when the robots attack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, because robots don't have gas. Yeah, no. They're, yeah, that's going to, we're going to be bloated. They're going to just squeeze our bellies and it's just going to give us weird stomach aches. And then, you know, we'll just be on the ground and then they'll step on our heads.
Yeah.
Mm. You know about this kind of stuff. You know about like the future and how messed up it's going to be. I've got an album by Mr. Lift where you do the a little narration for it, don't you, all the way through, and it's a very grim version of the future.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit of a futurist, and
yes,
a grim futurist though.
You are.
Yeah, I don't really want to get into happy futures. I'm more, what's the grim future?
Because the future on that album is what, people aren't allowed to listen to music or whistle.
I believe so. It was I got to be honest, it's been a minute since I recorded that.
Fair enough.
And we didn't even have the luxury of recording it in a booth.
Uh-huh.
We did it over the phone while I sat in my closet, my clothes closet. That's how music gets made. That's how your favorite songs get made, next to slacks.
Oh, I love that in my head now when I listen to it. He was sat in his closet. If you knew that there's going to be a takeover in the future. Like, what group would you fear the most? Would it be robots that would take over the world? Or is it, like, aliens or...
Zombies?
I feel like we'll just become more apathetic as the future goes on, where we just kind of become slugs and lazily just... It won't even be full robots. We're just too lazy where escalators take us out. Like, we're just going to become lemmings that are just sort of... taken out by escalators. No one talks about the proud history of the lemming. There was a time when the lemming ruled this planet with an iron fist, and then they just got so lazy.
Yeah.
And they now are just like, hey, there's a cliff, let's all go. And I think that's the grim future that I see, is that we become lemmings, and maybe even we just follow a lemming.
Yes.
And a lemming just takes us out.
So we just lie down on everyone lies down on the escalator and they all get sucked into it at the end.
Yeah, they all just get kind of just chewed up.
Yeah.
And we just become some sort of escalator slurry. And you know, then the sort of the ooze of all of that just becomes a slippery sort of delivery system for the rest of us to get chewed up into the escalator. It just becomes like a slip and slide that just sends the rest of us, and then that's how we all get taken out.
We'll all become fuffles.
Yeah.
Fuffles, Larry.
Consistency of a fuffle. Pop-ups or bread? Pop-ups or bread, Wyatt? Pop-a-dubs or bread?
Bread.
Straight away, bread.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, shouted that as you were sipping the water. Just called a cucumber.
Yeah.
It shocked some guests.
Didn't panic.
No, very calm about the whole thing.
If I had a fizzy water, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
That could have got you.
Yeah, it would have had the chemical imbalance that makes me a little more skittish.
What sort of bread would you like?
I'd like a soda bread.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like a soda bread. A nice, warm, freshly baked soda bread where they do it. They give you... like in the sort of cast iron, like they give you your own bread. I feel like I'd go for that. I almost said a cornbread. I love a cornbread, but I feel like I want to go with an Irish soda bread because I had one once in Canada of all places, mm-hmm. and I thought it was very delicious, and I never had it in the United States.
What was the name of the place you went to get it in Canada?
The place was a restaurant in Toronto called Union,
mm-hmm.
and it's on Ossington Street for all of your Canadian listeners who are like, we want soda bread.
We need that soda bread. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Have you all indulged in soda bread?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've had soda bread. I don't think I've ever had it warm in its own little tin before,
no. Yeah.
Which I think I'd enjoy that experience to know that something was baked just for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was really nice. Yeah. They would just bake them. I don't know if they just had like a conveyor belt that was just running them into an oven, but it was just like, oh yeah, here's your own thing of bread, fresh baked, and I guess it cooks a little quicker, so they can do that. But they're just baking bread for everybody. It's like an amuse-bouche, of bread,
which you approve of in this situation.
Yeah, if you give me nice warm bread with some butter, and if it's a little salted butter, that's real nice.
So you don't need us to wrap up the bread and put it in a cone and throw it away?
Yeah.
No. I mean, if I don't eat all of it, then perhaps do that. That would be nice.
That's the thing about being given your own little bread is you know that at no point was that given to someone else and they didn't finish it and then it's being presented to you again.
Exactly. Yeah. Unless like half of it's gone, it seems like the restaurant is then sending you a message.
Yeah,
how they value you.
Yeah. There's a big bite taken out of it.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, enjoy this. You'll be fine. Yeah. You don't need a whole thing of bread. Look at you, tons of fun. Wait a minute. I don't know I like the service. And they're like, oh, you don't know you like the service? I was like, now you're mocking me. Oh, no, I'm mocking you. You're going to eat spaghetti. And it's like, I didn't even want spaghetti. And that's not what this restaurant's known for.
I think even if a server did do all of that to me, I'd still eat the bread. And that would be the most disappointing thing about the whole experience.
You'd still eat it.
I'd still eat the bread.
Ed would still eat the spaghetti.
I'd eat the spaghetti. Bring it all over.
Yeah, if a waiter said to him, you're going to eat spaghetti, he'd be like, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There is something with like wait staff where you do feel a certain like, I don't want to piss this person off
because
they might piss in my food.
Yeah. It's the ultimate.
Yeah.
Difficult to piss in bread. It's easy to spot if someone's pissed on your bread, unless they're going into the dough before they bake it.
That's a smart way of thinking.
But into the dough before. Oh, yeah. Okay. I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Into the dough before they bake it, I thought you meant like a man was going to insert his penis into the dough and then piss while his penis is in the dough and then remove his.
Well, that would be crazy. There's no point in doing that.
Yeah.
That would be adding a step that you have to wash all the dough off your penis. You may as well just piss into the pot.
Yeah.
Into the pot of dough. But is that how it works when you're making bread? Is there a pot of dough?
I mean, I think there's like a bowl and you knead it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a point watching that show that if you want to piss in something, you can. I do think they've given a window. Every challenge, there is a piss window.
Yeah.
And it's really just up to you if you take advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think even if you took advantage of the piss window, it raises a good question. If you take advantage of the piss window, take full advantage, you make something, it's obviously not going to be good. Does it still qualify for a Hollywood handshake? Because he respects that you took advantage of the time window.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone's going to do that. And there's still a creativity that's worth sort of saying, you know what, I respect your craftsmanship.
Yeah. It can shake something, Hollywood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, if he pisses into...
Yeah, sure.
That's the ultimate handshake.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I think we've just guaranteed that none of us will ever... you can't eat anything from there now because...
No.
You're worried about the piss window.
The golden Hollywood handshake.
Yeah. Here's a question, though. I said I would be worried about a server pissing in my food.
Sure.
I feel like I don't want to assume everyone, but I feel like people definitely have a neuroses around. I don't want to anger a server because they might do something to my food. Yes. Is piss what first comes to mind for you?
Spit.
Spit. Okay.
I think spit's probably the easiest way of them doing it, right?
And I wouldn't do this usually, but I'm going to go ahead and apply that to everyone on the planet besides you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I would say most people think they were going to spit in my food. I would not suspect they would piss in it.
I think there's a, you know, a what color is your parachute kind of thing for that. That's like, oh, all right. What does it say about you if you're the person who says spit, or if you're the person who says piss or shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
wank.
That's
true. Yeah.
Yeah. Wank as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wank into your food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a scene in Fight Club where he's working as a waiter and he pisses in a big vat of soup.
Oh, yes.
So I was thinking about that as well.
Oh, right.
So I had piss on the brain as well when we were talking about food. Yeah.
Tyler Durden does that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it also sounds like, no offense, but it sounds like you and I, Ed, may be a special select group of people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We aren't the lemmings that go, oh, this waiter's going to spit in our food.
Yeah.
You and I are more prepared for the future.
Yeah.
Where you're already being lemminged.
I'm already halfway down the escalator.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You and I may still have time to just step to the side of the weird blood and guts slip conveyor that would send us into the waiting teeth of the escalator monster.
Because we've got our eyes open and we can see that people could piss in our food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I'm gulping down the piss.
Yeah. And you're just going into what I think in the future we'll just know as the up, up, down, down monster.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
So we come to your starter.
Sure. Right. That's right. This has given me enough time to eat this bread and I'm hungry again.
Yeah. So your dream starter, what is
it? You know, I'll be honest. I like oysters. Those I feel like are a nice I'm doing a classy meal here. It's I feel like I'd do some nice East Coast oysters with you know, just a little the little mignonettes of horseradish and whatever cocktail sauce, and yeah, that's just a half dozen. Yeah.
Why East Coast? Can you taste the difference between the coasts?
East Coast, West Coast?
Is there a long running feud between the oysters?
Yeah. There is an East Coast, West Coast beef. People talk about the East Coast, West Coast beef of the 90s with hip hop.
Yeah.
It started over oysters.
Yeah.
That's the thing people don't realize, is that Tupac was more of a Kumamoto oyster guy. He likes his oysters from Washington State.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the artists on Death Row at the time, they were really big into those Kushi and all your sort of West Coast oysters. Whereas on the East Coast, you know, there were a lot of folks that they loved the sort of Massachusetts, New York, you know, your St. Simone's, your oysters from Prince Edward Island, all those wonderful. Those oysters tend to be a lot brinier, saltier, whereas the West Coast oysters, and the West Coast would be offended to hear this, their oysters tend to be plump. They're not as briny. They're kind of like chewy and creamy. It's more of like a chewable oyster, which I'm not I'm not as into. And then we're not even going to talk about, you know, the influence of the Dirty South and the oysters, talking your East Beach blondes from Virginia. Yeah, there's a whole world of oysters. I tend to go for the East Coast oyster.
I would not risk any oyster that was presented to me as being from the Dirty South.
No.
Well, and
that's not a nice way of phrasing
No.
it.
Well, the interesting thing, and I learned this from a chef at a restaurant who was talking to me about oysters one day. He was saying oysters that are from, like, the South, whenever people get sick from oysters, a lot of times they are the Southern oysters. Like, when there's some kind of, like, oyster pandemic, it tends to be the Southern oysters because the water's warmer, and so like bacteria or whatever can grow and kind of like cultivate in that warmer water and live in the oysters. So he was saying more often than not, if you're going to get oysters, go further north where the water's colder and it kills off all that stuff. So in that way, yeah, the Dirty South, great for rap, not as great for oysters.
Sure.
Yeah. You're taking your life into your own hands.
Yeah, there's never been a break. Outcasts have never made anyone ill.
No.
As far as I know.
No. Yeah. I think they once angered the family of Rosa Parks.
Oh,
that's about it. Yeah. But just from calling a song Rosa Parks.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. That was it, yeah. They're a very, they don't like anyone saying her name other than family members.
Really?
Yeah. They actually got mad at me for saying her name.
Oh, well, I'm glad we're in this territory again.
Now that I'm thinking about it, yeah. Yeah, now that I'm remembering,
just want everyone to notice that neither me or James have said her name. So.
We're
staying well out of this.
Yeah. Absolutely not. I think one of her relatives got angry at me and wrote me an angry note on Facebook.
Really?
For making a joke about... Rosa Parks. I can't remember I think I'd made like two prior to that in like stand-up specials, and then I think I remember it was just like some dumb comment about, I think it was like a tweet that had also been posted to Facebook. It had something to do with being bad about like placing where I placed commas and not following the rules of commas, and just suggesting that I would Rosa Park commas wherever I felt, as opposed to be relegated to put them where I'm told to put them.
Yeah.
And it was a dumb comment. I'm not going to say it was my best work, which I would understand if her family was like, hey, not your best joke.
Yeah.
But they instead were like, keep my aunt's name out of your mouth. And then I felt like, you know what? I'm going to say no to that because I think it's what your aunt would have wanted.
Mm.
She wouldn't have wanted me to follow this rule.
Is the podcast going to be closed down now, Ed?
By Rosa Parks'
By family. This conversation.
Oh, I said it.
Oh. Ed said it.
Oh no.
I'm with you now, Wyatt.
Or this could be be just the press you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually. Good point.
You know, you've got yourself a feud.
Yeah.
You know?
We've come to America for the first time to interview American guests, and we're going to launch ourselves onto the American market by angering the family of Rosa Parks.
Right.
That's not the person. I mean, if we're going to have a feud, I really don't think they're the best people to have a feud with. It's not going to make us look good.
Yeah.
People are going to take sides before they even know what it's about.
Sure. Yeah. But you've also come to America at a very volatile time in race relations where this could get you a whole new slew of listeners that you never thought you'd have or wanted to have.
Or wanted, yeah.
Yeah.
All crossing their fingers that the main course is a golden steak every time. Absolutely. Which, actually, talking of main courses, we should get onto your main course, Wyatt.
Oh, I don't get like a salad, or was that like a...
Oh, well, I just started there with the oysters.
I thought that was like appetizer, but then you still get like a starter salad, like a super salad.
You know, you can have a salad as well.
Yeah. No, that's fine. No,
I don't want you to feel like.
No, it's your.
You feel like you can't have a salad.
It's your restaurant. It's apparently not my dream. Yeah. If only I knew someone who had a dream.
Well, yeah, we'll find a salad. Let's find a little salad.
You know what? I don't want salad.
No salad.
Straight to the main course.
Let's go to the main course. Let's, you know. You know what? Actually, no. I should have a salad. I'll have a little. No. Screw it. I don't want a salad. I don't want a salad after that. After that, I feel too much pressure. Let's go to the main course.
To be honest, though, that's nice. We've seen like that's basically everyone's in a monologue when thinking about having a salad anyway. Is this back and forth between no and yes for some time?
All I'm going to say is if you insist on the salad now, it's going to be full of genie piss.
Yeah. See, then I'm going to say no to the salad. I'm going to say...
I like my genie piss.
No, I don't. I don't. You know what? Does it grant other wishes? Does it...
Piss wishes. Yeah. Pishes.
Oh, I mean, that could be good if you've got like a kidney stone that you need to pass.
Yeah.
Sure. Just piss wishes. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be very helpful if you're like, oh, I would love to pass this kidney stone in a way that's perhaps not painful to me.
So I would probably wish for all my piss to be like Dr. Pepper from now on.
Really?
If I had a piss wish and my wish had to be to do with piss,
a pish.
I would say, please can I always just piss like any soft drink I want every time.
Well, okay.
Or any drink I want.
Here's a controversial
but not a hot drink,
pish from
but
me.
On Monday.
I would wish... to never piss again.
Oh.
No.
And not to have to. Not that I'd just be full of piss the whole time.
But that it would just like magically like transport itself out of your body.
It could save like, you know, a decent amount of time a day.
Yeah.
You'd never. Have to like specify. Because like, as a genie, I can tell you that with wishes, you need to be very clear.
Yeah.
Because if you just say, I just wish I'd never piss again. And not that my body gets full of piss, but is that? But I'd still be like, right, well, I've got to get rid of it somehow. So I'd like have it like steam out of your butt or something.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And well, still smell like
there's
piss.
Always a monkey's paw aspect. Of this.
I'd be totally fine with steaming piss out of my butt.
Okay.
I mean, that's going to leave your pants kind of, you're going to have steam, one, just like a cloud of steam coming out of your butt.
Yeah.
But then you're going to have a moisture patch whenever that happens.
Yes.
That's true. I'm going to have wet pants. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just have to go back to pissing Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I want to come back to this, but okay. I want to come back to steam
I just
piss.
Had to get it out. I had to get it out.
Yeah. But there's an element of pissing Dr. Pepper. I have multiple questions.
Yeah.
My first question... are you pissing it so you can drink it and re-piss it? My second question, are you pissing it so then you could go on the roofs of buildings and piss it down to children and just passerbys that are to just kind of win them over to the great taste of Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Three, is it could be like a kink thing where you're just hoping to bring that into the bedroom. My fourth question, if you're pissing Dr. Pepper, have you taken into account all of the ingredients that are in Dr. Pepper that are going to have to pass out of your body as you piss them? Things like citric acid that are basically going out of, you know, what are essentially your insides, which if I were to like cut you and pour Dr. Pepper into your wound, I feel like it might sting a lot. So have you taken into account, if you're pissing Dr. Pepper,
yes,
is it really stingy and painful every time you piss, but the reward is you get a glass of Dr. Pepper, so it's this weird Sisyphean sort of boulder that you are pushing up and being crushed by over and over again?
Okay, so the answer to all four of your questions, yes, yes, no, and that hadn't occurred to me.
All right, cool.
I would drink it. I would let other people drink it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have it as a kink, and I didn't think about how much it would possibly hurt me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm happy with all those answers.
Thank you very much.
We need to do the main course now.
Yes.
But I got just one more follow-up.
Yeah.
One more follow-up. Sorry. The defense doesn't rest yet. Are you, since no one else in the world theoretically has the ability to piss Dr. Pepper, are you just walking around saying, you know, just like, let's say on your flight, are you sitting next to the person who's, you know, next to you on the plane, and are you leaning over and saying, psst, hey, do you like Dr. Pepper? Because I can piss it. And I would love to piss you a glass of Dr. Pepper. Like, if you, even if you don't have a glass, if you have that newspaper, if you roll it up into a cone, I can piss in it and you can drink it.
I don't think I would. I think if I have a can of Dr. Pepper normally in real life now...
You get to know someone first.
Before. I don't lean over and say, would you like some of this? So, doubly sorry if I was pissing it. I think I'd have to get to know people, and then eventually they would have to trust me enough that they would think he's not tricking me.
Right.
Because if I had someone else say to me, I can piss Dr. Pepper, would you like a glass? I'd be like, I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to drink what is going to be a glass of actual piss.
Right.
But once I got to know, like, I've known Ed for a while now. If he said to me, I've got something to tell you, I can piss Dr. Pepper, would you like a glass of it? I'd be like, yeah, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I trust Ed. He wouldn't lie to me and trick me.
But how offended would you be if you have this great gift and no one wants it?
Yeah. Because that would, the element of it coming out of your penis would put me off.
Yep.
I'd be like, well, I can just go and buy a can of Dr. Pepper.
Sure. I think I would understand. I think I would have to understand that people don't want my penis pepper.
Would you, though? Would you really? I mean, just I'm just saying, like, you're making this podcast right now.
Yeah.
You're making this podcast, and it's something that is, it is the magical thing that you create right now. It is your Dr. Pepper piss.
No.
And if no one listened, if no one engaged with it, but yet you made show after show after show.
Yes.
Would it eventually get to you?
Of course it would.
Yes, but I wouldn't be like, with this podcast, I wouldn't be like, no, I get it. I mean, the podcast comes out of our dicks. You know, like, I think I'll be like, why do people like this? This is a great thing. But with the Dr. Pepper piss, I'd be like, I get that element of it isn't attractive.
Just double check. Does it come out cold?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
Main course, Wyatt.
Yeah, sorry. Here's the thing. I can go on tangents, believe it or not. Main course. All right. I would say main course. I feel like I've had, you know, some oysters. That always goes well with oysters is a good, you know, a good steak and some sides. I could also see, you know, going with like a nice roti with curry chicken or curry goat, which was one of those things that when I was a kid, you know, getting to eat and really enjoying, and I really like. I don't know if that pairs well with oysters, though.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. If you don't mind it not pairing, no, we're certainly not going to stop you having something that doesn't traditionally pair from the outside. If you just fancy eating that, that's fine by us.
Yeah.
What about if I took both of those things and kind of married them into one thing? So if I had like a steak, like a really nice, you know, prime rib or something like that, or a porterhouse, but had that curried and put into a roti.
Sounds amazing.
I'd do one of those.
Yeah,
and you can totally do that. It's the dream restaurant.
I think that's completely fine.
Yeah,
like a medium rare, so it has to both be stewed in the curry, but still remain medium rare, so yes. It's not tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's almost like you have to kind of like take the sort of outer ring of meat, and that'll stew and get all nice and tender, but then you still have some, you know, rarer part, like center. You've got pink center on the steak there.
Throw in some raw meat just right at the end.
Oh, that's
yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's one
mix
way
of the both.
Yeah,
if you are having that like a dish that you've just invented,
sure.
Right, so you just invented this dish, which is nice. What side are you having with that? How are you complementing that with a side dish? What
I mean, if I'm
making up the side dish as well.
If I'm going to do any side dish with that, I guess it's already got some potatoes in it, so I've got my starch there. Maybe to get some greens, since I didn't get a salad.
Still angry about that?
Well, I'm now going to think any dream restaurant salad is covered in genie piss. So that's going to be a problem for me. So yeah, so if I'm going to do a side, maybe I do get some greens there. Maybe I do. I'm a late adopter to the world of Brussels sprouts, but I've had really good ones where they cook them with like bacon, and then they will sometimes put like they'll quarter them, or so they're, you don't have like a whole bulb of Brussels sprout, but they like cook it with bacon, and then they'll put this one restaurant that isn't around anymore called Rye. The chef would do it like that, and then he put some cheese with it as well, so it had like a nice kind of like cheesy.
America has nailed Brussels sprouts in a way that I don't think we have in the UK yet. Basically, treat them like a meat.
Yeah, put some bacon in it.
Yeah.
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 Treat them like a meat, baby. Your favorite drink, I think we already know what your drink's going to be.
Man, I'm going to have some water, but I can have some alcohol, yeah?
Yeah.
This isn't a dry restaurant.
I thought I really sold the idea with the Dr. Pepper.
No, I'm still not on board for that. I appreciate that you keep pushing it.
But seriously, put your dick away.
Yeah, please. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, this is not... I
customer's always right.
What's the worst that can happen? You're going to get cancelled. Put your dick away.
Yeah, fair enough.
So if I'm having this meal, I'd like to have a drink to go with my water. You know, a friend for my water.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd go with an old fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Also, depending on the weather, I love a good mint julep. It's a nice. I like a whiskey drink that has a little bit of sweetness to it, but some bite. But a mint julep, yeah, it's nice. You got a little mint there. Uh-huh. It helps. I like to think it helps digest the food. Sometimes they say if you want to digest or if you got a stomach ache, you eat a mint leaf.
Oh yeah.
I think drinking it may be a faster delivery system.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But then you're not supposed to swallow toothpaste.
You're not.
No.
But I don't think there's fresh mint in that.
No. I mean,
do you think there's fresh mint in toothpaste?
Never harsh truth learned about the world.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry that this is how you had to learn.
I thought that's why, you know, you eat a meal and then you brush your teeth and then you swallow all the toothpaste and digest it.
No. Sorry.
No. Mm. Yeah.
I think a whiskey cocktail that's slightly sweet is a very good way of drinking whiskey earlier in the day and evening without feeling like an alcoholic.
Yes.
Because straight whiskey, you really feel like something's going wrong if you're drinking it earlier in the day.
Yeah. If it's 4 o'clock and you've poured yourself a glass of scotch... Yeah, hopefully somebody died.
Yeah. It's the only excuse.
Yeah. And you can't just say, well, somebody died somewhere.
Yeah, sure. Like, that's not good enough.
Yeah, there's that saying like, oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's RIP somewhere.
Yeah, don't do that to somehow enable yourself to drink whiskey before an acceptable hour.
Yeah. Trust me, someone just died.
Well, and when you say it like that, that's probably not the best.
Yeah.
Although now I'm also, you've just reminded me, if I can go on a very quick other tangent.
Of course. Sure.
Just wanna Uncle YY's weird little tangents.
But the tangent has to end with you saying your dessert.
I'll get to the dessert.
You have to do the whole thing, and then at the end, just say
dessert.
Seamlessly go into the dessert.
Sure.
Yeah.
I did in Los Angeles, and when you get there, you'll learn this. They two things about L.A., drinking, it stops at 2 a.m., but also you can sell alcohol at grocery stores, and not just beer, but you can sell hard alcohol. And I remember when I lived there, there was a woman in line in the grocery store at like 1:59 in the morning with a giant bottle of Jack Daniels and a big, like one of the big liter things of Coke. And the clerk was like, I'm sorry, it's 2 o'clock. I can't sell this to you. And the woman was very angry and like, looked like she'd just gotten out of a nightclub and was just kind of like, come on, just sell it to me. And was trying everything. And finally, as a last ditch, was like, please, a friend of mine just died. And there was a part of me that was like, oh, what a interesting play. But also, I like the idea that a friend of yours just died and you were so upset about it that you didn't just buy whiskey, you bought soda to mix it. Like, you're making mixers right now to like mourn the loss of your friend. So that was very interesting to me. Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls, delicious.
Yeah, they're really delicious.
They're wonderful.
And you got all the goo in them?
Yeah, not nuts. Not like I don't like when people put like whatever walnuts or whatever they put in there. Just a nice. If you're fresh baking bread for people at the start of the meal, my guess is you will fresh bake the hell out of a cinnamon roll.
Yes. We'll put them in individual little pans for you as well.
Yeah, I would hope so. Yeah. Not a ton of icing. Like you don't need to over ice it. Mm-hmm. You don't even really need to ice it. Like just that caramelized sugar that is on the bottom that gets like all buttery, like that's, and if you can get some of that in the folds of it, that's a nice little treat.
Amazing. Is there anywhere specific for the cinnamon rolls, by the way?
I don't have a specific cinnamon roll place. I feel like when I was a kid, we ate a lot at like the Cinnabon and that type of place, which is like the worst version of it, but also the best version.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read your order back to you now and see how you feel about it. What? Still water.
Yes.
Soda bread, warm in its own tin with some butter. Starter, half a dozen East Coast oysters. Main course, medium rare prime rib steak, roti curry. I sound like I was going to carry on talking that. Side dish, Brussels sprouts with bacon and cheese. Drink, a mint julep. Dessert, cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
You feel good about that?
Yeah, I mean, what's the bill?
It's free.
No chance.
Do I still have to tip? Because I feel like, as a courtesy, you kind of want to...
Oh, sure, yeah.
How much would you tip for that meal?
I mean, all I'm carrying right now is a pocket full of almonds. So
we'll take one almond each.
Yeah, that would be.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll pop an almond each.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, God, no. Oh, no, there's...
Who's hungry?
No,
oh, no.
Oh, God, no. No.
Did you tell them about that place you took, Islands, you took me to in Toronto?
I didn't tell them about Islands.
You should.
We did talk about Toronto, though.
I've gone back there twice since you took me there.
Really?
It still
okay.
It remains the best I've ever had.
And it hasn't gone out of business? Because there was a rumor that they were going to close it down.
No. Well, this was... Last time was there was last summer?
Yeah. No, there was... I feel like when you and I were both there, there was a rumor. There was a rumor that they were going to close it down. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would take a trip to Toronto... I don't want to tell you guys how to do your North American journey, but I would take a trip.
Frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, and it's just an hour. Like, it's not even an hour flight.
It's an hour's walk.
Yeah, you can walk in an hour.
You gotta walk quickly. But
yeah, but you can get a really tasty roti. Do you go curry, goat, beef, chicken?
I go goat, yeah.
Yeah, goat is, it's delicious.
You know what it is? They're generous with the sauce.
Yes, the gravy. They're very generous with the gravy.
Yeah, I'm going to run. You finish up.
We just started. We are only 2 minutes into this.
We're only on water.
See you in a sec.
That's, in my dream restaurant, people can just kind of
drop in.
Yeah,
that's nice to know that you've taken it, that our guests have been out for meals together before.
Wyatt, thank you so much for coming to the dream restaurant.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Please enjoy those almonds that if I'm being totally honest, here they are. An almond for each of you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, enjoy those.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, hello and welcome to the Off Menu Podcast.
No, Ed, we're doing the outro now.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was lovely.
Well, I love that.
What a funny meal. You were talking about steaming out of your ass.
Steaming out my ass.
That was good fun.
That was a really fun episode, I've got to say. They're all fun, but what we really needed at the point of recording that is we were slightly jet-lagged, and Wyatt really just came and took us in hand. And
yeah, we needed someone to talk more than we did,
yeah.
So we could just sit back and go, yep, just let him go off on this for a while.
He really brought it home with a lot of what he himself referred to as Uncle YY's tangents.
Uncle YY's tangents. Luckily, though, Ed, none of those tangents included edamame beans.
Exactly. Thank you, Wyatt, for not mentioning the devil's pods.
The devil's pods.
And also, at the end there, you caught a little snippet of next week's guest.
Yeah, we won't tell you who it is, but some of you might think that voice is familiar. Well,
indeed.
It's going to be even more familiar next week when you hear it again.
But for now, thank you very much for listening to... Thank you very much for listening to, I said.
Oh, you hear that in the background? That was Ed's ass.
Sorry, I did another ass fart.
It wasn't an ass fart, that was the piss coming out your ass.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
That's steam.
My piss... My steamy piss.
Steamy piss coming out of your ass.
Anyway, bye.
Bye.
Hello, it's Harry Hill here. And I'm recording this trailer for my new podcast, Harry Hill's Noise. Basically, it's a half hour of ambient sound, and then at some point during the podcast, I make a noise. Now, when you're listening to it, you'll forget that I'm about to make a noise, and you'll get lulled into it, and then I'll make the noise, and it'll be really funny. I mean, it doesn't sound like a regular podcast, does it? But believe me, you're going to really love it. So why don't you subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast. It's called Harry Hill's Noise, and it's coming soon.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy... there's another podcast is coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.